This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. For the first time in many weeks, the White House Coronavirus Task Force held a public briefing with an optimistic look at the federal response to the devastating pandemic. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn with details.
Task Force Chairman Vice President Mike Pence opened with hopeful words about supplies, treatments, and upcoming vaccines, although he did note the virus is raging across the country.
But we approach this moment with the confidence of experience. We know the American people know what to do.
He says the Trump administration opposes lockdowns and the closure of schools, echoed by CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield.
Kids K through 12, one of the safest places they can be. From our perspective, is to remain in school.
Dr. Anthony Fauci says two vaccines are nearly ready, but until then, double down.
Mask wearing, staying distance.
Earlier, the CDC warned that with a million new cases in the U.S. this past week, Thanksgiving travel should be avoided. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Meanwhile, a top Pentagon official has tested positive for COVID-19, and the Defense Department is testing other senior staff. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Days after being installed last week as the Pentagon's policy chief, Anthony Tata met with Lithuania's defense minister, who contracted the virus. Acting Defense Secretary Chris Miller also met with the Lithuanian, as did the Army, Navy, and Air Force's top civilians. On Wednesday, Miller was at Fort Bragg, where video showed him giving handshakes and hugs, and he later met with sailors aboard the aircraft carrier Gerald R. Ford. The Pentagon's top spokesman says the department's doing contact tracing and testing those who came in contact with the Lithuanian delegation. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And this is VOA News. Joe Biden has won Georgia. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
Joe Biden has won Georgia and gone over 300 Electoral College votes. The Associated Press declared Biden the winner of Georgia following announcement by state election officials that a hand tally had been completed, confirming a Biden lead over President Donald Trump of roughly 12,000 votes. Biden's victory is the first in Georgia for Democrats in a presidential election since Bill Clinton took the state in 1992. In 2016, Trump carried Georgia by 5 percentage points. Mike Gracia, Washington.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Thursday that European Union leaders will continue to discuss the bloc's 1.8 trillion euro plan to recover from the recession caused by the COVID-19 pandemic, which has been vetoed by Poland and Hungary. Hungary and Poland blocked the EU's 2021 to 2027 budget and recovery plan Monday because access to the funds would be conditional upon respecting the rule of law. The veto is likely to delay hundreds of billions in EU funds at a time when the 27-nation bloc is grappling with a second wave of the coronavirus and its economy is likely to shrink in the last 3 months of the year in a double-dip recession. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau Thursday said that China's aggressive style of diplomacy was not constructive for either the world or Beijing's interest. Trudeau's remarks came during a virtual meeting ahead of Friday's summit of APEC 21 APEC leaders that decide the region's post-pandemic plans for growth. China and other Asia-Pacific leaders called for more open and multilateral trade to support a global economy battered by the novel coronavirus. These calls were repeated by Chile's President Sebastián Piñera, who called for a global collaborative approach for trade and on issues such as climate change. Four people who have accused the Frock Cardinal Theodore McCarrick of sexual abuse are now suing the Vatican. The lawsuit filed in federal court in Newark, New Jersey, alleges the Vatican should be held liable for allowing McCarrick to serve in multiple positions in New York and New Jersey when it knew that there had been numerous allegations of sexual abuse against him. McCarrick was once one of the highest-ranking Roman Catholic officials in the United States. He was defrocked last year. An internal Vatican report released last week found that bishops, cardinals, and popes downplayed or dismissed multiple reports of sexual misconduct by the now 90-year-old McCarrick. The Vatican could not immediately be reached for comment. More at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Country here. Mom, it's Country Hits VOA. I had the new single from Eric Church for you, some Jason Aldean and Chris Stapleton. And did you hear Dolly Parton helped fund the new COVID vaccine from Moderna? We'll hear her talk about that, as well as her brand new TV special and Christmas album. I'm Nikki Strong. Up first, here's Brooks and Dunn with Boots Scootin' Boogie on Country Hits.
Out in the country, past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music, and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Boots Boogie. I got a good job. I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running. I fire up my pickup truck, and that
Epistolani's Interstate Gospel. Now, we know Miranda's been busy being a newlywed and cheated out of all kinds of well-deserved awards. But will her and Angelina and Ashley get back together for another great project? I hope so. In the interim, Eric Church will hold us down as Entertainer of the Year. This is his new one, Hell of a View, from his forthcoming project on Country Hits VOA with Nikki Strong. Come on, choir, turn this up.
I was no daddy's dream, was not your mama's prayer, but I was your first and your last ticket out of there. I caught your wings on fire when I smoked my Bronco tires out of that town. I'm good at rolling dice, no good at standing still. You're like a thought of chasing life instead of dollar bills. We're living reckless, nothing to catch us, baby, but the ground. This ain't for everybody, toes hanging off the ledge, like we got nothing to lose. Ain't always heaven, baby, this living on the edge. You holding me, holding you, it's a hell of a your purple sky. This town's a canvas, baby. Let's paint it red tonight. Go out like shooting stars, chasing what's in our hearts. Into the blue.
can still see you standing there, sun shining behind your dress, your silhouette so perfect. Take me back there, take me back there. Oh, was it your heart or mine? Or was it just the wrong time, Gabrielle?
Tied apart, but I should have known it from the start. You should have never come over. You should have left early and kept your hands to yourself. You knew better. You should have never promised.
Just Friends. We also heard Brett Eldridge, Gabrielle. Does Gabby Barrett have the number one spot on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart this week? We'll find out soon enough. Here is Jason Aldean, Got What I Got, on Country Hits at VOA.
She said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? I said, hell no, I don't. She said, do you really think I'm where you belong? I said, you know. Everything I'll ever need, I ain't playing. What I'm saying, when I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. But when I got said, baby, do you know you sound a little crazy when you're talking like that, girl? Ain't no second thoughts, no regrets, no kind of maybe, no wishing I'll turn back before you.
said, baby, do you ever miss being alone? I said, hell no, I don't. When I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to the past. In the back of your mind, you might think there's something more I want. But when I got what I got, girl, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't. When I got what I got, girl, I don't.
Starting Over. Here is Kelsey Ballerini and Shania Twain on the same track, the remix of Hole in the Bottle. Non-Country Hits, VOA with Nikki Strong.
There are many people who drink in moderation with no problems, social, moral, or medical. They have learned to enjoy liquor without letting it upset the functioning of their body and mind. It relaxes you.
Despite the pandemic, it seems like this is the busiest time of the year for Dolly Parton. She'll be receiving the Billboard 2020 Hitmakers Award next month at Billboard's annual Woman in Music event. The Hitmakers Award honors an artist whose compositions have significantly impacted culture. Now, impacting culture for the better, I think, is one of Dolly's specialties. First, news broke that she helped fund the new COVID vaccine developed by Moderna after she donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University's Coronavirus Research Fund earlier this year. Part of that money and research supported Moderna's efforts. She spoke about the news on the Today Show on NBC.
I'm just happy that anything I do can help somebody else. And when I donated the money to the COVID fund, I just wanted it to do good.
That's not the only good Dolly's been up to. She's hoping her new holiday movie and Christmas album will help bring some joy to everyone as well.
This day and time, there are many people with just crumbs on their table. And I think that this has been a hard year for everybody. And hopefully there's going to be, more crumbs, good crumbs, bigger crumbs, on the tables this year. Certainly we hope we have some little crumbs of gratitude and love and kindness and stuff in this little movie.
The film Christmas on the Square is a story about not forgetting how much each of us has and how others are not so lucky.
We don't pay enough attention to the people that don't have as much as others, and that's what this little movie was kind of about.
This here little movie called Christmas on the Square will be released on Netflix on November 22nd. She hopes that the accompanying album, along with the script, will bring some light in a dark year.
We really wanted to touch people with the dialogue and with lyrics in the songs. That would really, where people could identify, certainly this year.
Here is the movie's title track, Christmas on the Square, on Country Hits, VOA, with Nikki Strong.
Christmas on the Square, everybody's there, laughing, singing, bells are ringing, snow is in the air. Carolers singing, gifts exchange, lovers walk in pairs. Trees aglow and mistletoe, it's Christmas on the Square.
And I got this shovel,
McBride, Martha Devine. The number one song on the Billboard Hot Country Songs chart is on the way. Also, the latest from Carrie Underwood and Travis Tritt. Here is Hunter Hayes, Wanted. Country hits.
You know I'd fall apart without you. I don't know how you do what you do. 'Cause everything that don't make sense about me makes sense when I'm with you. Like everything that's green, girl, I need you. But it's more than one and one makes two. I put aside the math and the logic of it. You gotta know you want it too. 'Cause I wanna wrap you up, wanna kiss you.
Christmas is right around the corner. Woo! That was Carrie Underwood featuring John Legend from her holiday album, The Gift. Hallelujah. Here is Blake Shelton featuring Gwen Stefani, Happy Anywhere. She got her first country artist on her team for The Voice. And she was so excited, and Blake was so proud, he actually got up and hugged her. It was cute. Here they are, Happy Anywhere on Country Hits VOA.
I've always been a rolling stone with a reckless streak. Yeah, the grass never gets too grown underneath my feet. City lights, southern stars, no such thing has gone too far.
Will be inducted into the National Cowgirl Museum and Hall of Fame's class of 2021. The country star is one of five inductees and the only musician who will join the hall in April. Now that the CMA Awards are over, get ready for the CMA Country Christmas Special, hosted for the first time by real-life country couple Thomas Rhett and Lauren Atkins. Some of the performers include Dan and Shay, Kelsey Ballerini, and Florida Georgia Line. It airs November 30th on ABC. Garth Brooks and Trisha Yearwood hope to get you in the holiday spirit with their new Christmas special called Garth and Trish Live, a Holiday Concert, set to air December 20th on CBS. And that's what's going on with Nikki Strong. Here is Lindsay L. Want Me Back on Country Hits VOA.
Typical you, always want what you can't have. I moved on, started missing me so bad. Saying maybe we should try again, try to get it right again. Saying do we have to be done? Don't know why I say goodbye then. And honestly, I get where you're coming from. Go back to that weekend down in LA. the same, babe. Damn it, we were so good then. Think of what we could have been if you'd have just tried. You smile.
Despite this pandemic, this has been an exciting year for Gabby Barrett. That song, I Hope, has been number one for at least one-third of 2020. I'm Nikki Strong, and this has been Country Hits VOA.